Good afternoon. I specifically want to thank Secretary Vilsack for his leadership on these issues. He has been very helpful to governors and others through the last few years. On this one in particular, he and I and other governors have had opportunities, and former governors like Governor Vilsack. Traveling with me today is the head of agriculture, Secretary of Agriculture, Richard Fordyce. That's not by accident. We are excited. We're glad to be with this bipartisan group of senators, representative, agriculture industry leaders, business leaders, quite frankly. And I am very proud to be here representing Missouri and agriculture states across the country who stand ready to seize this tremendous opportunity to strengthen our farm families, grow our economy, and create jobs for expanded trade with Cuba. Let me give you our perspective from the heartland, where Missouri's farmers and ranchers are truly feeding, fueling, and clothing the world. In 2013, as a state, we exported more than $2.2 billion in agricultural products around the globe. We're also, if not the most diverse, arguably the most diverse agricultural state. We're in the top 10 states for exports of corn, soybeans, cotton, cattle, chickens, hogs, and turkeys. As far as rice production, we are moving up quickly as one of the top rice producers and exporters also. Over the past 6 years, I've seen a tremendous demand for these products and the direct economic benefits such trade can have on the families and communities in our state and in states around our country. We have been to China, Brazil, Taiwan, Europe, Korea, and Quebec, signing, I should note, trade agreements to sell over $10 billion additional dollars of Missouri products in these countries. A significant portion of the trade agreements that we have entered into and are now executing have been foreign province to our state. Direct state-to-state matters, dealing with the governors, provincials, leaders in those areas. And I want to tell you, our compatriots on that side are just as excited about these opportunities as we are at the sub-national level. It is the place where a significant amount of trade gets done, and no sector stronger than the agriculture sector. So, given the opportunity to compete, Missouri farmers and ranchers and American farmers and ranchers feel like we can win against anyone. And we know that the more Missouri goods we sell overseas, the more good jobs we create back at home. It's really pretty simple. Right now, when it comes to Cuba, we are not on a level playing field. Because of current sanctions, American producers can only interact with Cuba through a complicated process that greatly limits our abilities to sell goods, stifles our ability to create more jobs, and prevents us from bringing more dollars home to the USA. Meanwhile, other countries are stepping up to fill a void and taking advantage of America's limited role. For example, Brazil alone has quadrupled its exports to Cuba, quadrupled. We are prepared to compete in that zone given a level playing field, that's for sure. Folks, in a competitive world, we cannot ignore 11 million customers 90 miles from our country. This is a trade competition that U.S. farmers should be winning and are prepared to win. And the fine folks in the Show Me State are ready to step up and lead the way. Cuba needs products that we produce. Corn, soybeans, rice, pork, beef, poultry, and other products. We are going to be leaning forward in a significant way to try to do the best we can to be the first state along with others, and I'm working with other governors to make sure we're not the only one, that's for sure, as we work together. So all we need is really an open door, and the innovative, hardworking farm families will do the rest. We got the products, we got the technology, we can do it. So I respectfully, on behalf of me, as well as others who I've had a chance to talk to, call on members of Congress to support our farmers, support the free market, and support this outstanding opportunity to strengthen our economy right here at home. Now is the time for Congress to follow through and remove these financial restrictions, lift the embargo, and do away with the self-imposed barriers that are holding us back. This is an extremely bipartisan issue. And I am very glad to see the bipartisan support here from both the Senate and the House. Rest well assured, it is also extremely bipartisan among governors in our country. We have been presented with a historic opportunity. We must not and will not let it pass us by. Thank you for the opportunity to speak not only on behalf of my state, but for our governors across the state as we are ready to compete to open up, expand markets, and grow our economy. Thank you.